United States President Donald Trump recently wrapped up his first 100 days in office, and while many news outlets are reporting on his overall performance in the past 100 days, I want to specifically take a look at what Donald Trump has been doing to fight against the implementation of United Nations Agenda 21. Of course, Agenda 21 is a vast world plan and essentially encompasses every area of society, resources, transportation, population, etc. So pretty much everything the federal government does can be considered as an action to promote or discourage the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan. Therefore, for the purposes of this analysis, I am only focusing on those actions involving the United Nations or climate change, which is the guise that is used to implement Agenda 21 nationwide. I've compiled a list of some good and some bad things that President Trump is doing to affect the implementation of Agenda 21. Let's start with the good. The State Department under President Trump has decided to halt funding to the United Nations Population Fund, the UNFPA, citing the organization's support of forced abortion and involuntary sterilization in China. The UNFPA houses anti-family feminists like Dr. Nafisa Deek that propagate communist rhetoric about men being exploiters of their children and family. The UNFPA also teams up with the Rockefeller Foundation to arrange study tours that bring politicians to poor countries to study population issues. The less money going to them, the better. Also, the Environmental Protection Agency under President Trump appointee Scott Pruitt has updated the EPA website, removing several pages that were propagating the global warming climate change myth. Responding to this action, a representative of the EPA is quoted in the Washington Post as saying, quote, "As EPA renews its commitment to human health and clean air, land, and water, our website needs to reflect the views of the leadership of the agency," end quote. If President Trump continues to view climate change hysteria as a hoax, as he once called it, this is a huge pushback against the agenda for world government. Next, President Trump signed an executive order, quote, "promoting energy independence and economic growth," which seemingly is designed to reduce some of the Obama era's focus on green energy and reduce regulations to foster domestic energy production. Whether these goals are actually going to be achieved with this executive order is a separate matter altogether, but at least the rhetoric is in the right direction. Lastly, President Trump drew criticism because he didn't mention climate change in his Earth Day address. Another good sign that the administration is moving the federal government's focus away from the green scam. Now let's take a look at some of the bad things regarding the implementation of Agenda 21. After running a presidential campaign that was very critical of the United Nations, even saying the organization was not a friend of freedom, President Trump hosted a meeting of UN Security Council diplomats at the White House on April 24th, where he sought to empower the UN and encourage the international organization to take action against North Korea. President Trump stated at the meeting that he has, quote, "long felt the United Nations is an underperformer but has tremendous potential," end quote. Stating that the UN has underperformed and should be more prominent would raise concern if it was coming from a globalist, but luckily Donald Trump describes himself as a nationalist, putting the interest of the American people before anything else, right? Well, this leads us to our next Trump action in the bad category. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal on April 27th, President Trump responded to allegations of disputes in his cabinet between the globalist faction and the nationalist faction by saying, quote, "I'm a nationalist and a globalist. I'm both," end quote. This is very different rhetoric than when he was on the campaign trail saying,
"We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism."
In the same Wall Street Journal interview, President Trump stated that he is now looking to renegotiate the NAFTA agreement, which he once called the worst trade deal ever, as opposed to ending it. NAFTA is an integral part of United Nations Agenda 21, as can be seen on the United Nations website, where it describes how NAFTA came out of President Bill Clinton's Council on Sustainable Development, which itself was, quote, "conceived to formulate recommendations for the implementation of Agenda 21," end quote. I suppose a renegotiation of NAFTA can be better than what we currently have, but many had hoped it would just be repealed completely. Now that's a list that I've compiled so far, but I'm continuously compiling information that pertain to this topic, so if you feel that there's something that should be added in future analyses, post it in the comment section. Watch the related videos for more information, subscribe to the channel, and thank you for watching.